Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. And this week, an old rival comes to town. See what he has to say about the Pats taking on the Colts in 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Well, it's just like old times here for the Patriots in Foxborough, the Colts and Patriots in a big game in mid-November right here at Gillette Stadium. Obviously, that's where the similarities end with these teams. It's not Peyton Manning anymore in Indy. It's Andrew Luck, and the rookie has been impressive for the Colts. He's the number one reason why they're 6-3 and in the playoff hunt. And the Patriots are going to have their hands full stopping the vertical passing game. The young guy likes to get the ball down the field, and that's been a big problem for the Patriots secondary. But the one thing I think the defense can do to eliminate that is turning up the heat. That's when Luck has looked like a rookie this season. He's had guys around him in his face. He's forced some passes. Sometimes under pressure, he's gotten a little unraveled, much like all young quarterbacks do. That's what Chandler Jones has to do. That's what Rob Ninkovich has to do. Jermaine Cunningham, get in Andrew Luck's face. Now, sticking with that vertical passing game for Indianapolis, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how the Patriots secondary matches up with the Colts receivers. Reggie Wayne is obviously the number one target. He's been targeted by Andrew Luck more than any quarterback has thrown to any specific receiver in football, and there's a good reason why. Wayne is one of the best. He's a future Hall of Famer. He makes a lot of plays for this young guy. They like to get the ball downfield to the other guys, though. I think Aqib Talib is going to be very interesting in this first game, making his debut. How much does Bill Belichick put on his plate? How much is he out there? Is he starting, going wire to wire? And if so, do you match him up with Reggie Wayne, or do you double-team Wayne and match him up somewhere else? They have Donnie Avery, T.Y. Hilton, and some other guys that can cause problems. But to me, the key is Aqib Talib. You want to get off on a good start on your first game with your new team. Offensively for the Patriots, I think Tom Brady should be able to get whatever he wants in this game. The Indianapolis defense is quite simply overmatched. They have some players. They have those edge rushers and Freeney and Mathis that we've been talking about for years in Indianapolis, and they are very good, very solid players, but I really don't have a lot of worry about that with Nate Solder and Sebastian Vollmer because they performed so well all year. This game, I think you should be able to run the football effectively. You should be able to throw it effectively. It's all about finishing drives in the red zone, getting touchdowns on the board, because I don't think Indianapolis will be able to keep up. So offensively, avoid turnovers. Indy doesn't take it away very often. Just play a regular football game. You should be able to be balanced and put a lot of points on the board. I'm going to do a quick little flashback right now. Last week when we talked about the Buffalo Bills game, I thought the Patriots would have too much offense for the Bills to keep up, and it didn't really unfold that way. Buffalo almost matched them point for point, and really it came down to the last drive. I think it's going to be a very similar situation this week, only without the late heroics needed for the Patriots defense. I don't think Indianapolis can match New England point for point. I know I said it last week. I'm saying it again. I'm going to predict the exact same score. New England 38, Indianapolis 23. That's going to put a wrap on Andrew Luck and the Colts. Next week, it's Turkey Day in New York.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.